Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, June 1st. The grains closed mixed with, they all closed lower. July corn down 2.5 cents at 3.23 1/4. July beans down only 0.25 cents at 8.40 1/2. And July wheat down 5.5 cents at 5.15 1/4. Obviously, the announcement that the Chinese were going to stop buying U.S. agricultural products put the pressure on the grains. I was surprised the beans acted as well as they did. Somebody came in and bought something. Was this a ploy by the Chinese to buy grains at lower prices? I don't know. But something seemed a little bit fishy out here. Weather around the country looks fairly decent. Hot and dry down in the southwest. Hot in the plains. The Midwest looks a little bit hot and dry, but nothing too terrible. We'll get crop ratings tonight on corn and beans. They should show 85% of the beans planted. They should show pretty high scores on the good to excellent categories on both crops. So we don't see any real problems there. The good news is the dollar's down 54 ticks. We're under 98 cents now. We're going to close at 97.82. I continue to think that we've got a chance to go down to initially the support around 95 cents in the dollar, which should be a little bit helpful for the grains. The inspections this morning, 1.13 on the corn. That wasn't bad. Wheat wasn't bad at 4.99, but the beans were light at 3.96. So, you know, the market is trying to decipher what the real deal is between China and the U.S. The U.S. The president's sanctions on Friday seemed like more than a slap on the wrist. I didn't think the Chinese were going to react this way, but they did. So maybe it's just game playing out here. I really don't know. It certainly doesn't help the American farmer in either case. We've still got the funds heavily short. The corn, probably close to 270, 265, somewhere in there. So that has the potential to rally if we can really get something going out here. But we just, every time we seem to have a pretty good day, we just can't follow it up with anything better the next day. We still are looking at huge world carryouts on corn and wheat. The carryout in the beans, I think, is, you know, acceptable. If we have any problems out here, I think we could see a pretty significant rally. But we need some kind of spark out here, and we just really haven't seen it yet. And these politicians playing the games they are, both in China and here, it's really hard to get a handle on things. The Dow Jones is up 106 points. I have no idea why. The protests in Chicago over the weekend were terrible. It got almost as far north as my place. I'm about 3 miles north of downtown. So about up to 2 miles north of downtown. There was a lot of damage and graffiti. Certainly isn't going to make anybody feel comfortable about going out to a restaurant and eating. The COVID thing is still front and center. And now with these protests, maybe it's going to spread even more again. Nobody really knows. So I think you need to be on a little bit on the defensive here and kind of hope for the best in the meantime. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.